This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast Wednesday morning show from my Salem Media Group flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our military and veterans, of course, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe fighting in the coronavirus effort. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for what you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start things out, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we are not going to let you forget that. Well, you know, I would start out and just say, yep, it was the Democratic National Convention, night number two, and so, and this, that, and the other, and all that. But here's where I'm going to start. A big surprise that didn't exactly get top billing, but maybe it should have. A lot of people are looking for their stimulus money, right, Kyle?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
A lot of people are hurting, and they need that other check, and they need whatever assistance the government can give them. All of a sudden, Nancy Pelosi comes out and suggests the Democrats might be willing to talk about the stimulus while they come back to vote about the post office, and they're going to scale, they're willing to scale back their plan. Now, you said you thought it was half of what they were asking, which was around $3.2 to $3.4 trillion. Half of that would be $1.6 to $1.7 trillion. The Republicans were willing to give them one trillion rather. The Democrats came back with a $2.2 trillion plan. They said, nope, that's too much. So I wonder if they'll meet somewhere in the middle.
Well, it's quite possible. You know, so many Americans, Captain, are waiting for those checks because they really do need them, and they're looking, of course, to get through the next round of this coronavirus crisis. But it is interesting, yes, Nancy Pelosi told Politico essentially that they're willing to cut their bill in half to meet the needs right now, she said. And then she went on to say, we'll take it up again in January. But I have to imagine, Captain, that the Democrats are getting some pretty good pressure, because I don't think people are saying it's President Trump who is holding up the things. They see the Democrats as, once again, fishing for more stuff for them.
And we have been giving the phone number for Congress for, I don't know, forever on this program, and we've been giving it more recently as much as two or three times a show, and I'm going to do it again because your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, to your congressman and your senator have been making a difference. So here are the numbers again. Write them down. 202 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. That's for the House of Representatives, your congressman or woman. And then for the Senate, 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. That's for your senator. All you do when you get the switchboard operator is tell them you want to talk to your senator, your congressman. They'll ask you for your zip code. You give them the zip code, and boom, you will get your representative.
Exactly right. And that's how we can make our voices heard.
You betcha.
And they understand, and they look at those phone calls. And, you know, they, in many ways, they can also be pragmatists when it really comes down to it. But they have done everything possible, Captain. In fact, you mentioned the post office. This is another one of those things. This is the latest conspiracy theory from the Democrats. It was the Russia hoax, and then it was Ukraine, and now it's the post office. Did you know that Donald Trump is single-handedly hobbling the post office?
Well,
none of this makes any sense.
I know that, but I also know the postal, the director of the post office, Mr. LaJoy, came out and said, nope, here's the deal, that we're going to, and by the way, there was a photo proving that the United States Post Office voter suppression was misleading, to say the least, and not accurate, to say the most.
Well, exactly right. But again, this is one of those things where it looks like they're trying to sort of lay the foundation that the election coming up is illegitimate or could be illegitimate if Trump wins, this kind of thing. And somehow they have decided that once again it's okay to just absolutely just take a wrecking ball to our entire system of politics in this country just for their own personal gain. And, you know, all we hear at the DNC, by the way, is Joe's going to unite everybody and all this stuff. Well, goodness gracious, they could start without these outlandish conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and I've got some information, really information, informing and informative news here about North Korea that's now popping up on the radar. This is coming from the United States Army. The United States Army believes that North Korea has 20 to 60 nuclear weapons right now, the capacity to create 6 new bombs each year, and a stockpile of as much as 5,000 tons of 20 different kinds of chemical weapons. Holy smokes. Kyle, hold the fort. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. That's coming out right now from the United States Army. Unbelievable. But I told you so.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that manufactured the product up there in Washington State. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, if you've got arthritis, now I do, and I'll tell you what, this Relief Factor I've been taking for 4 years, and it's the only thing I've found that's totally natural, all natural ingredients that takes care of my arthritis pain. Now, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, ankle pain, hip pain, muscle aches and pain in general from your daily activities, then let me tell you about trying the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right there. There's a little video there if you want to watch it too, and tells you all about the natural ingredients in the product. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, 100% drug-free. And I'll tell you right now, folks, I ran into people last night again at the Tampa Bay Trump Club where we had a full house, I might add. And they told me that it's working for them too. So guess what? Give it a try. All you got to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Ward, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go to the telephone line. So we have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Mike in Clearwater.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Captain. Same time, same channel.
Yeah.
My father worked for the Department of Defense, and for the first 16 years or so of my life, we lived in Korea because he was a GS-15, and he was the head of a place where they trained the ROK Army. I tell you what, when you look at Biden and Trump and you look at the stark differences, this is going to be scary, because what Biden has said is he's probably going to be soft on the Chinese. You know, the Chinese don't want Trump.
No.
Because they know that Trump's not going to stand for it.
Yeah.
So they want Biden to go. So what's going to happen is Biden's going to go in, and he's going to willy-nilly kowtow to them, and, oh, well, you know, we're going to sign this deal with China, or or we're going to work with the Chinese. No, these are not our friends. People have to understand the Chinese and the North Koreans and the Russians, they have an agenda of they want to pretty much dominate the world with communism. And I think that doesn't, people don't understand the root of that. The other thing I want to mention, I don't watch the Democratic Convention. I refuse to do it. But I'm told that President Clinton was one of the speakers. Now, you look at, as far as I'm concerned, they should be in jail. They are the shadiest, slimiest people.
Yeah.
You know, you look at what Clinton did in the 90s. He signed the omnibus bill. Mm-hmm. That bill was probably responsible for the incarceration of the highest number of blacks. Then he went and signed the free trade agreement, which totally tanked us.
Yep.
It opened the floodgates for all of our jobs to go overseas. And then when he left office, he started that shady Clinton Foundation, which made him all kinds of money. These people should be locked up. They should be in jail, both him and his wife. And I want to know if you all agree with that.
Well, I'm going to go one further, but thanks a lot for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to go one further. I did hear a clip, an audio clip. I don't have it to play because the clips aren't available yet from the network. But I did hear an audio clip, Kyle. Bill Clinton was complaining about Donald Trump watching television in the Oval Office. Now, let me ask you a question. What exactly was he doing in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah, it's
and he's complaining about Donald Trump?
Yeah, that's just rich, isn't it? That's just really rich. Well, again, it's this notion that, I mean, their whole thing is based on, you know, obviously they don't like Trump, or they hate Trump, or they think Trump is doing things that they themselves talk about being as frivolous as you can possibly be in the Oval Office. You're absolutely right, Captain.
Now, I've got two televisions here in my studio. One of them is on Fox News all the time. The other one I can put on anything else I want because I want to make sure I'm watching Fox all the time for different things. And depending on the story, the breaking news, once in a while I'll go over to CNN because they have a world bureau that might be on a story quicker and giving you better video or audio or something so you can at least see what's going on. Because some of these attacks we've had at night and whatnot, Fox has been like 30. We've gotten the news coming from the AP, which usually breaks the story first, and Fox is usually 30 to 45 minutes later to get it out there because I guess they're trying to verify things, and CNN's already got cameras on the scene. Go figure.
Well, right. And that's, of course, that's one of the things we're staying on top of news stories all throughout the program.
Yeah, and between you and I, we are monitoring six different news sites all night long.
Well, exactly right, because stuff does happen. A lot of things have happened on the Third Watch.
You bet. Mm-hmm. You bet. Now, back to who spoke last night. And again, Bill Clinton complained about Donald Trump. He said, well, you know, he watches television in the Oval Office. You're supposed to be doing the business of the country. Well, maybe the business of the country might happen to be watching television in a couple of cases.
Well, certainly this president, Captain, and of course Bill Clinton was trying to put it into the context, well, Trump's just trying to entertain people or, you know, this kind of inflame the situation, things like that. Actually, President Trump has been playing the Democrats in many ways like a fiddle, and using social media, using television, and using the internet, obviously, to his advantage in order to get the message out. And they can't stand it.
And we've got a comment here from one of our listeners, Johanna, sent me an email and said, Lewis, and it's not Dujoy, it's LaJoy, and because he's from the racing family up in New Hampshire, Johanna. But Lewis LaJoy was appointed to the position in May. He's been in the position less than 3 months and has had nothing to do with any of the changes that Pelosi and Schumer are accusing him of making. Well, that's true, because the policy was put in about the post office, the mailboxes, rather, and the machinery and all that stuff was instituted under, you ready for it?
Barack Obama.
Obama and Biden in 2015.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I saw a local report here earlier tonight, Captain, on our local news that talked about the mailboxes being removed and that there's bags of mail that came in from China sitting at LAX. And the entire context of the story started out with this. you know, we hear that the post office is going to be, as you know, the budget cuts and so forth, but the, quote, the damage is already done, unquote. So this is really the narrative, again, that somehow President Trump has decided to hurt the post office so terribly that the election can't go forward. And honestly, I think people are real tired of this kind of stuff.
It's a lie.
Well, first of all, exactly, because it's a lie. And also, they see how the media begins to fall into lockstep with these talking points. And it's the same as the Russia collusion, and we spent millions of dollars, and of course it turned out to be a hoax. And now we find out about, you know, altering emails to, in order to start the investigations against Carter Page. That was fraudulent. And on it goes. But yet, the media keeps using every single one of these new eruptions as if it's the gospel truth. And people are just, they don't believe it anymore.
Well, you're right. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And the other thing is, you had Bill Clinton who spoke last night, and he sounds and looks awful.
Well, that's true. Yeah, he's definitely sort of getting on, and he doesn't have the same sort of vim that, shall we say, that he used to have.
Must have been the Epstein girls wore him out.
Well, who knows?
By the way, some pictures came out again of him yesterday getting massages by the Epstein girls at the Caribbean resort.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, see, but this is the thing. And Bill Clinton also mentioned the House of Cards.
But he was never there.
Well, right, exactly.
Well, I don't know nothing about them women, them girls.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you had Bill Clinton, AOC for a minute, John Kerry. Now, there's another one. Ketchup Kerry got out there. And I just wanted to throw something at the television because I was watching it when he spoke. Colin Powell. I'm very disappointed in Colin Powell. I understand he's a rhino. I understand he was in lockstep with the Bushes. I understand he didn't like Donald Trump and called him non-presidential and this, that, and the other. You know, Donald Trump is not a polished person. He's just a guy that picks up the ball, runs with it, and gets it done.
Well, exactly. And this is on display that the so-called Washington establishment, has its own code, basically. And here comes Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's you kiss my butt and I'll kiss yours.
Exactly, exactly. And so that's when Donald Trump comes in and actually does something. It's so disruptive that the establishment just simply, it just can't compute that.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, I'm sitting here watching the debt clock go up. You don't even want to know. You don't even want to know. Good Lord. And the total number of illegal aliens in the United States right now, 27,125,563. That's the total number of illegals that we think we know are in this country.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Why not good?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's only the second night of the Democratic National Convention, and the theme is leadership.
It is my honor to call the second session of the 48th Quadrennial National Convention of the Democratic Party to order.
They held a virtual trip around America to achieve this year's roll call. Joe Biden has now been officially nominated by the Democrats to run for president. That comes after former President Bill Clinton spoke. he had some harsh words about Biden's rival, President Trump.
If you want a president who defines the job as spending hours a day watching TV and zapping people on social media, he's your man. Denying, distracting, and demeaning works great if you're trying to entertain or inflame. But in a real crisis, it collapses like a house of cards.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Thank you very much, my buddy Wayne Allyn Root over there in Las Vegas, Nevada, getting everything put together there for his next extravaganza. And I'll tell you what, he is at it all the time, up to something, and catches great articles. Wayne Allyn Root, his website is rootforamerica.com. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by the Geico Insurance Company. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. I am a proud policyholder from Geico. Been with them for 14 years. They've saved me money every year I've been with them. And knock on wood, there it is, knock on wood, every year I save a little bit more money because of the fact that while some companies jack their rates up, I keep getting my rates lowered because of two things. Number one, I'm a safe driver. And number two, I bundle my car insurance with my homeowner's insurance. That can save you a lot of money, a lot of money. And Geico specializes in things like that. So your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your boat, your horse and carriage, whatever it is, your RV, whatever it is you're driving, okay? Get that taken care of. And if you're a renter and you got renter's insurance, guess what? Check them out. Or if you don't have renter's insurance and want, you can do that too. And get it through Geico or get your homeowners through them. And I guarantee you, you're going to wind up saving some money. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
After a lot of lawyering, we found out yesterday late, John Durham is going to be interviewing John Brennan, former CIA director, on Friday, which tells me that John Durham has all the documents he needs already to do this.
Well, exactly right, Captain. You know, the one of the first things I think they teach you as a lawyer is never ask a question you don't know the answer to. And so I think you're right. I think Mr. Durham has done his homework. He knows exactly what he wants to talk to Mr. Brennan about, and he knows exactly where he's going with this. So this will be quite illuminating for the rest of us when we start getting eventually get more information about this.
Now, the states are finding out, one of them is yours,
that absentee ballot voting has become more effective at boosting the voting rates than universal mail-in ballots, some of which are not getting to where they're supposed to go, or they're not getting to people whose addresses have changed because they didn't give them, at the supervisor election, they didn't give them a change of address. I guess they figured it would just automatically follow them or something. So there's problems afoot.
Well, sure, but of course, if you're in, looking for an absentee ballot, you know, you're actually, you know, being proactive in all of that. And so I think that would help to sort of boost the actual participation. But people may get, ballots in the mail. In fact, you know, there was this big push on the census. You know, I saw commercial after commercial after commercial. Fill out your census thing. Fill out your census thing. A lot of people, and that was mailed out to everybody.
Yeah.
But that people don't take the time to do that in some cases. And you have to go follow up. But yeah, the absentee voter thing
yeah.
is actually better.
And you know what the address on mine said when it came, the thing in the mail?
What's that?
To my name or current resident.
Or current resident. Oh boy. So somebody could fill out a ballot as the current resident, presumably, right? And just mm-hmm. send it on back.
Yeah, and I'm talking about the census.
Oh, the census.
I'm not, talking about absentee ballots because that's something different. The absentee ballots down here, you have to request them. They just don't send them to you.
Well, exactly. And then you talk about matching the signatures.
That's correct.
But if we're just going to send out to everything, and I like how the president put it, you know, we're going to send out all these ballots. We're going to send them out to dead people. We're going to send them out to dogs and cats and so forth. All these things that are on these rolls, somehow, some way, and just blanket the United States with that, that's not democracy. I think the founders would absolutely just shiver at that. That's not it at all. There's no responsibility.
Now, are you sitting down holding on to something real tight?
Yes.
Leaders in New York, Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio and others in New York City government are now blaming President Trump for the spike in the weekend violence crime going on there. You got to be out of your mind.
Well, just added into the
It's
other
those
things.
Jackasses that can't get their act together to keep defunding the police and have the undercover unit that was there, the plainclothes unit that used to locate the guns out on the street because it could blend in with the people and find out where they were, and de Blasio defunded it.
Well, exactly. And so, again, this is another one of those things that you try to chalk up to it's President Trump's fault and all these kinds of things. When again, as you said, Captain, there are these specific things that the officials are actually doing that precipitate these kinds of eventualities. It's so clear to anybody watching it, but of course they say whatever they can say and they know that it'll get picked up in the news and it'll just kind of run with it. But it's not true.
And let me point something out to the blue people. Yeah, well, why not? The blue people in the blue states. How about that? Let me point something out to you folks that are living in Democratic-run states and Democratic-run cities. If you continue to vote the same people in with the same philosophies and get the same results, that is the absolute definition of what, Kyle?
Oh, the insanity. Yeah.
So therefore, there isn't but one way to solve the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you want to move out of the areas that you're in, try voting somebody else into office.
You know, Captain, that was exactly what candidate Trump talked about, and that's why so many people came over and voted for Donald Trump in 2016. He said, "You've been doing this the same way for so long. What have you got to lose? Things could only get better for you," basically. And he talked, when he was talking about the African American community and other communities, and trying to get people back on their feet and get this economy rolling for everybody. That's exactly what he was talking about. And, you know, so I think people have been watching what's been happening with de Blasio, and New York is just in shambles now, literally. And Cuomo and his whole thing about, well, you remember how he used to sing Trump's praises? He gave me a ship, he gave me the hospital beds, he gave me the ventilators, he always answered the phone, and now suddenly he's responsible for every COVID-19 death problem in the universe, and it's just disingenuous.
And are you ready for this? Remember when the Black Lives Matter mural was painted in front of the Trump Tower?
Yes, I do.
We now know that Bill de Blasio and his administration broke current city law, when they skipped the permit process, which would have meant somebody had to buy a permit to do it and get permission to do it, to paint BLM in front of the Trump Tower on the road.
Isn't that something? And again, it just goes to show, we'll throw anything out the window. Everything is just completely tossed
out. Do as I say, not as I do.
That's right, because it was about humiliating or trying to embarrass Trump or put Trump in a bad light. And de Blasio, yeah, he could care less about the permit process. But you better believe this, Captain. Somebody wanted to go out there and paint a back the blue mural, they would say, no, wait a minute, you've got to get a permit, and you might even not get that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is probably going to be visiting the UN on Thursday in pursuit of sanctions on Iran. He's going to be talking to the diplomats there, trying to put together a coalition to put sanctions on Iran, because they just are not behaving themselves either.
They are not behaving themselves, and the sanctions on Iran are great. They are working. They are helping. In fact, Captain, our friend Tom Del Vecchio had a great opinion piece about what's going on in the Middle East, and one of his primary statements was that because these Iran sanctions are working, it's weakening Iran, and it's allowing this particular peace deal, in fact, to come through, and others could be in the offing as a result. So keeping up the pressure is the way to get to a better Mideast peace overall and to stop Iran and its expansion that it wants to do and its hegemony that it wants to bring in the region. And this is really a game for all the marbles. Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. And we have to keep our eyes on Iran because they are definitely sneaking around doing all sorts of stuff in broad daylight, right out in the middle of everybody. Remember the aircraft carrier they had, the Nimitz-class carrier they built a replica of, and were using it for target practice. And as a result, they got a little trigger happy, and they weren't supposed to sink the thing, and somebody sank it right in the middle of their shipping channel. By the way, it's still laying there on its side.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's kind of indicative, I think, of where they're headed. And again, you know, Captain, the Iranian regime is a terrible thing, obviously, but the Iranian people themselves continue to suffer as well. Not everybody is in lockstep with what the mullahs want. And so that internal issue is going on there. And hopefully there'll be a day when the mullahs don't control everything there and Iran can be a part of the international community.
Yep, and hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, some more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right now for around the country. Of course, a whole lot hasn't really changed with what's going on out west. It's still scorching out there, but we'll let you know what's going on, and I'll be back with more. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American. And
are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Don't forget, coming up August the 29th, there's going to be Truckers Appreciation Day around the country. And you can get involved in this, too. Go to your local Pilot or Flying J truck stop and wave to the truckers, wave flags, take thank you signs, whatever it is you want to do. We're going to have something going on here in the Tampa Bay area for sure, so there you go, which is my home area, and we've got two Flying J's right here within the sound of my voice right here in the Tampa Bay area. All right, now the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Here we go.
Down.
you, that's a little CCR right there, Born on a Bayou, and that song's, 40 years old, maybe 45 or so, but guess what? It's still a lot of fun to play. And here we go. We're going to take a look at the weather. I am going to read the weather statement I got here in front of me first, and I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. Now, here's what's going on. High pressure continues to produce record heat across much of the West, and showers and thunderstorms around this high may produce heavy rain, gusty winds, dust storms, that's all we need, and dry lightning. Now, dry lightning means more fires. Critical fire weather risks in northwestern Nevada and from scattered dry lightning in southwestern Montana. Isolated dry lightning also possible across the northern Great Basin and into the Rockies. So, Kyle, take it away and tell us what's going on.
Well, Captain, you're right. It's still very, very hot out west. This is, again, where the map is all kinds of hot, which is all over these different states out here in the west. In Palm Springs right now, it's 99 degrees as we speak. Tomorrow, on Wednesday, during the daytime, it'll be about 114.
Wonderful.
That gives you an idea. Las Vegas, also 100 degrees right now, 114 tomorrow as well. And so throughout the Southern California desert area and so forth, we've got excessive heat warnings. We've got, of course, in the Death Valley area, recently it was 130 degrees, and they're projecting in the general area that the temperatures could go anywhere from about 110 all the way to 130 in certain isolated pockets, obviously, but it's nothing to sneeze at all. This is a major, major heat, and, of course, that means that so many people are turning on their air conditioners, trying to beat the heat, and now is a good time to make sure that you have some other plan if, in fact, you lose your air conditioning, because this kind of heat can absolutely be deadly. As we go up through Southern California, up through Central California, we continue with excessive heat warnings all throughout the state. As I mentioned, Las Vegas, Nevada, with huge temperatures, 100 to 114. As we go up into Reno and Carson City area, we've got heat advisories, fire weather warnings, literally all over the place. And you mentioned in Montana as well, Captain, they do a fire weather warning there in the central part of the state. This is near Helena, also in Great Falls, and it's all a little bit north of Butte. But their relative humidity is right now projected to be 15%. So that is very, very scary. That's exactly very much so. And so anything can happen as a result of that. So we have to be very careful. Heat advisories as we go down the 15 freeway through Idaho Falls and Pocatello, also Boise. Has a excessive heat warning, as a matter of fact, coming down into Utah by the Great Salt Lake. We're looking at temperatures in the hundreds. Moab, Utah, I think projected to be 105, and that goes all the way down through the state, Captain, with the excessive heat warning. And, of course, in Colorado, we've got the air quality alerts continuing on all through central and western Colorado. Heavy smoke as a result of those wildfires. Those wildfires are burning in remote areas in many cases, and so they're having to try to fight those fires as best they can. And in southeastern Wyoming, basically the southeastern square of the state near Cheyenne, we've got the fire weather warning as well. So it is hot, and you got to take precautions.
Now, going over to the east a little bit, along I-40, Albuquerque, New Mexico, some pretty poor air quality there. If you get over into the Dallas Metroplex, you've got a situation there again, poor air quality all through there, down towards Houston, over towards Beaumont, and just a little bit north of Houston. Coming out of Houston, you've got poor air quality alerts there. Up in Indiana, northern Indiana, Gary, Indiana in particular, you've got some rain in the area tonight, showers, as well as the south side of Chicago. And then down in the Gulf of Mexico tonight, we got a couple of pockets of thunderstorms, one to the west of New Orleans coming towards Louisiana out of the Gulf, another one between Well, it's actually in Mississippi right now. Pascagoula headed towards the Alabama state line. There's another line of storms in there, and it's been raining on and off. Thunderstorms coming off the Gulf. Again, it's just as warm, not temperature-wise, down in the south as what it is out west, but, you know, 90 to 95 degrees every day here in Florida with heat. Feel like temperatures of 105, 107 thereabouts, and it's just another day in paradise.
Exactly. I mean, and we've seen this heat wave out here in the West, Captain. This is probably the biggest heat wave we've had in at least a decade, and,
yeah,
and maybe earlier than that as well.
Yeah, but again, there was a report yesterday, and I got to ask you about this. I don't know how much of the state it was, but the rolling blackouts are going on now. They're telling people to conserve power, and they're actually just shutting their power off at certain times of the day and night. What's that all about, and where's that at?
Well, that's true, Captain. In fact, our local news tonight talked about that there were no rolling blackouts ordered today in California. However, that being said, I can tell you personally, my power went out at my home for about an hour and 20 minutes.
And what kind of temperatures?
Oh, it was easily 100 degrees outside.
Wonderful. Yes. So they're doing you a great favor by doing that.
Well, precisely. I have a feeling that it might have been an actual failure, because on the Southern California Edison, they have an outage map, and I was looking across the outage maps, and there were definitely all kinds of mechanical issues in addition to the possibility of rolling blackouts, and that's because the equipment can't handle it. So either they shut it off intentionally or it gets shut off because of some problem, but at the very least, the power came back on. But California as a whole is under this notion that we could lose power at any time because of the consumption.
By the way, I just got a reminder here from one of our listeners in Georgia, Mark, and he's saying Stacey Abrams is still pushing the same old lie about voter suppression in Georgia and around the country based on what happened to her. And what happened to her was she got caught trying to do voter harvesting in a state where it's illegal.
Right, well, and I guess
she got caught.
Yeah, are we supposed to call her Governor Abrams? I'm not sure.
According to her.
Yeah, but again, see, this is the thing. If the Democrats really, really, really thought that they can just win this stuff and it's just all the stuff just sells itself, they wouldn't be talking about, you know, voter suppression and the post office has now been, you know, it's been sabotaged by Trump and on it goes. They would just be out there winning elections by telling people stuff that they want to hear and how we're going to make things better and then actually deliver on things. But I guess all that's too hard. We'll just go about voter suppression.
And Mark, I want to thank you for sending me that message, and keep on listening. He's listening to us up there in our affiliate, AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more top-of-the-hour news coming up. We'll be back after the top-of-the-hour news with hour number two, and Kyle Warren, too, and Kathy's going to take us to the top-of-the-hour break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.